This is the Show It Off podcast, where we are building self-esteem and learning how to be shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach, creator of the confidence building online course Peacock School, and a yoga and meditation teacher. Each Monday, you can count on true stories, inspiring messages, tools that work, and even an occasional educational interview, all to support you on your journey to confidence like you've never experienced before. If you are ready to take inspired action, I'm very excited for you, because Peacock School, 11 days of practices to build confidence, will be available again soon. You guys, this is daily Facebook Lives, a supportive community, and guidance to implementing just one tool per day to help you have radical self-love. It's amazing. You're going to love it. And if you don't believe me, you can check out the video testimonials at sarahfaeschaff.com from the people who have taken it before. Now, while you're there, go ahead and enter your email so you can receive some free gifts, like the free video series I created called Yoga for Confidence to help you start learning how to do yoga and how to implement that into your life. Also, the free offer Confident Morning, helping you start your day in a way that makes you feel more self-loving, build more self-esteem. So go get that, because I made it for you and it will surely support you on your journey to build confidence. Okay, it's time to start the episode. So get ready, because I'm about to show it off. This episode of the Show It Off podcast is on self-sabotage and how we can conquer it. Recently, I was doing some really deep interpersonal work with my personal coach, and he asked me these questions that caused me to really look inward and brought up some deep wounds for me. And this was really awesome as a personal development exercise, and it was really hard. It was really heartbreaking and challenging, and it caused me to really dig up deep self-love and cultivate an understanding of myself that I would rather not face most of the time. This experience also inspired me greatly for my students, because I know we all deal with self-sabotage. And something that I know for certain is that even though we work on it, and even though we face our wounds and we heal and we're like onions, there's never ending layers to unfold and to peel back. And it's great. Like, my coach was like, you're doing the work. This is great. Like, you're getting closer. And to me, what we are talking about when we say getting closer, it means freedom. It means joy. And yes, I feel free in a lot of ways. And yes, I feel joy in a lot of ways. And I have high expectations for my life. And I have goals that I will reach. And I know that as long as I stay in a feeling that I've been feeling, that the reality of my life is going to stay the same. So for me, it's important to continue to grow, continue to up-level, and to continue to go deeper and deeper in facing these fears, these limiting beliefs, so that I can end self-sabotage forever, even on a subconscious level. So that's why today's episode is on how to conquer self-sabotage. So the issue, we're going to have three issues, and then I'm going to give you three fixes. And I love how in Rachel Hollis's book, Girl, Wash Your Face, she lists things out as the lies and the truth. And so you can look at it this way, that way as well, because like, these issues are lies and the fixes are the truth. So let's start shedding some light, you guys. So number one is that you may have a limiting or self-loathing belief. So It could be anything like, I'm not worthy, I'm not capable, I'm not smart enough, I'm not educated enough, I'm not supported enough, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, I'm not young enough, I'm not old enough. So these are kind of just the basics that come off the top of my head that I have felt and that I've heard often and frequently. So the second issue is like when we start comparing. So comparing and competition is a really low vibe for us to get into. And it's really easy to do because we reflect each other and we learn from each other and we rub up against each other and we learn from each other. And we are able, like if we're just living on an like in a cave by ourselves forever, we'd never have anybody to reflect off of. And we'd miss out on a lot of lessons. So it's not all bad that we may be scrolling on Instagram or like talking to a family member and she tells you about a cousin or someone who's doing better than you. And it like triggers these feelings of like that you're behind or you're not good enough or that you fail in comparison. That is a very low vibe to be in. And then the third is just straight up fear. I'm afraid, I'm paralyzed, I'm stifled due to this fear. And these are all normal, common, understandable, logical things to be feeling. And they aren't serving us in any way. So if we want to overcome our self-sabotage, especially in these three areas, what can we do? So the number one fix, and this is what I did with my coach, and so it's very fresh in my mind, very real time, is to shed light on this limiting belief or on this fear or in this comparing mentality, in this competition. Shed some light on it. Don't tuck it away. Don't hide it and pretend like it's not happening. Rather, write it down. Just emote. Write it all down. Get good old-fashioned pen and paper and write it all down. There's something very therapeutic in actually physically writing. Then share that with someone who you trust. So in this case, I chose to share it with my coach because I know he has my best interest in mind. I know he's not emotionally attached to my fears and my situation. Like if I were to tell a family member, they might feel bad. Oh, I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. No, he's just going to hear it. He's going to witness it and really just like hold it down for me while I like be really open and vulnerable and honest and share like what's going on with me. Then, this is my favorite part, is we write a new story. So after you've emoted and you wrote down all of your fears, all of your limiting beliefs, all of your comparing to Judy from high school or whatever, all of the fears, I'm not good enough, like what if I fail, what if I mess it up, write it down, share it with someone you trust. And then the third step, actually, I guess it's still the second step. Let me think here. The first step is to shed light on this belief. The second step is to share it and then write a new story. Okay, so writing a new story is completely going to reprogram your mind, or actually be the beginning of reprogramming your mind to understanding a different reality. So after you've emoted, you flip the page, get out your pen and write, I am capable. I am accomplishing my goals. I am almost there. I have overcome this and that. And write down facts of what you've seen yourself accomplish. For me, I'm like, I gave a natural birth to my child. Holy cow, that was amazing. I'm so strong and capable. I figured out how to run my own business. I'm really smart. I am resourceful. I delegate and I get support where I can, and I am creative and intuitive and like all blah, blah, blah. So you just write out, let it flow.
blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, share that with their trusted person and say, look, this is what this is my new story. This is what I'm going to choose to believe. This is what I'm going to focus on. Then step number three is to form a mantra. So a mantra is basically a prayer that you repeat again and again and again to help you rewire your brain, to let this new story permeate into your cells and into your mind, both conscious and subconscious. And repeat this mantra in both stillness and in movement. So for me, mine is I am worthy. Real talk. Growing up, I felt like I wasn't good enough. I wasn't anything enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't good enough in school. I wasn't helpful enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't anything. Like, I just was never enough in my mind. So my mantra for years, is I am worthy. I am worthy. And when the gremlins come up and they try to tell me otherwise, because they will every time I hit a new level and get out of my comfort zone a little bit more, you know, put out something new online, have that vulnerability hangover, expect more for my life, like set a bigger goal. Every time I do that, I have to do this work again. I've done this many times and I'm sure I'll have to do it many more times. And that's okay, because think about how many times you have to like eat or brush your teeth or sleep. It's like life. You just got to keep doing it. It doesn't end. And if we don't know the tools, like if we don't keep brushing our teeth, we just get cavity and tooth decay, then we don't have any teeth and then we can't eat and we have health issues. You see, it's like continuing a problem. So this is the same for our mental and emotional experience, you guys. If we don't continue, if we don't do this regularly, my other mantra is to keep my rituals ritualistic. Like keep my practices. Like you just keep going and you don't stop. So, you know, for this, my mantra is I am worthy. I had to come back to it this weekend. I went on a run this morning, and with every damn step, I'm just like, I am worthy, 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 I am worthy. And it's like, I'm just reprogramming, you guys. It's not complicated, but it's important. And it's really in the repetition that we can reprogram. But see, I'm going to give you, those are the three issues here. Those are the three fixes. I'm going to give you a bonus. The bonus, visionary, the bonus is to visualize. Visualize when you're sitting in traffic, when you're waiting in line at the grocery store, when you're doing the dishes, sweeping, folding clothes, like these sort of monotonous, boring things that maybe you feel and the need to like scroll on Instagram in that time or whatever, like something that's not benefiting your life. Instead, you can use that those idle moments to visualize. And this part is the fun part, you guys. This is when you can get into your playful, childlike feel in it. You know, I mean, I love manifesting with my daughter because she's three and she's limitless in her mind. She's infinite in her creativity. I ask her, what's something we're manifesting together as our own home that, here in Hawaii. So we call it Casablanca because it's a white house. And we say, just for fun, we'll be driving and I'll be like, Luna, what? Let's talk about Casablanca. Like, what do you see in Casablanca? And she'll say, oh, I see in the yard green grass and a white horse with rainbow hair. Her hair is blowing in the wind. And she saunters over to me and I nestle her and she smells so good and her breath is hot. And she wants me to ride her, mom. So I hop up. I don't even need a saddle because she's wild. I mean, she just goes on and on and on. And I love listening to this so so much, you guys, because that's in all of us. Like, we were all children at one point. We all have that in us to just believe and to visualize and to get in the feeling of it. I mean, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice that I can get into that feeling of seeing my daughter's horse at Casablanca with her rainbow hair. And that is the fucking ticket, you guys. If you can spend your time, your idle moments waiting at the grocery store, getting into the feeling of your visualizations, that's anti this self-sabotage. So say your self-sabotaging belief is that you are, that you don't have enough time. Oh, Sarah, I have all these things I want to do, all these places I want to go, but I don't have enough time. You know, by the way, there's a podcast called The Same 24 Hours, and it's brilliant. This woman's a mom, a triathlete, Ironman, like, I don't know what you call that, like accomplisher. She's accomplished Ironman. She's an author. She has an amazing podcast about how we all have the same 24 hours in the day. What are you going to do with that time? So, you know, I have just released Confident Morning, which is a free masterclass on how to start your day in a way that expands time, essentially, because how you spend the first hour of your day matters, and it's what builds your entire life. And, you know, you have access to that when you put your name and email at sarahfayshoff.com, by the way. So, Confident Morning, one sunrise at a time. How cute is that? So with that said, there are ways that you can expand your time, and visualizing is one of them. So if you say to yourself, your mantra could be, time expands in my favor, or I have plenty of time. And this freaking works, you guys. Like, I am booked solid all week, every week, to the minute, unless I actually schedule free time. Okay. And I do that on purpose, because otherwise I would never have any free time. So my mantra is, like, say I'm going from working with a client and I have to go pick up my daughter from school and I don't want to be late. Obviously, I don't want her to make her feel like she's not cared for or important. So being late would show her that. So I need to be on time. But then there's like an accident and people drive really slow in Hawaii. And so I start to get panicked, like, oh my God, I'm going to be late. Well, guess what? When I think that, I'm right. So I've learned to instead say, take a deep breath, and instead say, time expands in my favor. And somehow, magically, I'll get there right on time. And it'll even be like, her teacher will say, like, oh, thank goodness you didn't come earlier, because she was just finishing this drawing she made for you, and she really wanted to finish it before you got here, you know? And I know that this works. So your mantra could be, I have plenty of time, or time expands in my favor. And then visualize what you would look like, what your life would look like, what you would be wearing, how you would be feeling, how your schedule would be if you had enough time. What would you be accomplishing with all this new expanded time that you have? So you repeat your mantra, you visualize, and then you get in the feeling. So those are steps 3 plus bonus. Remember to apply steps 1 and 2, which is, number 1, shed the light on the sabotaging belief and the fear, the comparing, the limiting belief, whatever it might be. Share that with someone you trust. Write a different story. Share that with the same person, because you don't want to spread bad feelings either. You got to, like, you got to close it up. You got to seal the container in a positive way with whoever you share it with. We don't want to just emote and just, you know, leave people with open, you know, but like nerve endings. You got to, like, close it. That's something I learned as a yoga teacher. You can't just, like, do a ton of back bends and like heating ujjayi breath and then just be like, okay, class is over. No, you got to, like, ground them. You got to do forward folds. You got to do end of the meditation. You got to end with shavasana, and then you can let them go. So in the same way for yourself, a self-loving act is to write the new story, share that with your trusted person. Then, and step 3, form a new mantra, repeat it in stillness and in movement. And then bonus, hello, visualize, get into the feeling of your new story. And that's it. Pretty simple, right? So that, my friends, is how to conquer self-sabotage. I am speaking to you fresh off the plate from having to do this for myself. I hope that you use it, that it works for you, that you love it, that you share it. Please send me an email to showitoffpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what your fears are, what your new story is, what's your mantra. I would love to know. If you prefer to communicate with me via Instagram, go to the handle @showitoffpodcast. On Instagram, you can DM me, you can leave a comment on the latest post, and I would love to hear. I would love to know what's going on with you. Thank you for taking the time to share. Also, just a little reminder, we are in the middle of February, so we're wrapping up Abby Wambach's book, Wolf Pack. It is a very short book, so we're almost done, like in the middle of the month. But I'm going to use this extra time to remind you to set up for March and April's Show It Off Book Club books, which are both by Rachel Hollis, number one super fan, Rachel Hollis over here. Girl, Wash Your Face is going to be for March, and for April, Girl, Stop Apologizing. So you can order those, get them at Target, and be ready because they're coming. And really, you guys, I created this book club just so we can read these two books, really. I mean, there's a lot of great books out there, but got a special place in my heart for Rach, and these books are, they're amazing. They're so good. They're so good. And I actually like Girl Stop Apologizing even more. So I'm super excited to have you guys read that. And if I've already read them, but I'm excited to reread them. So if you've already read them, reread them with me, because damn, we could always use a little more motivation and inspiration. And yeah, do it with us. Do it with us. Okay, so thank you so much for sharing this episode with a friend. I love you. Oh my God, I almost forgot. Peacock School is coming up, you guys. It's so soon. We're opening the doors for a short period of time. Peacock School, it's revised. It's even improved. 11 days to building practices that build confidence. I'm going to help you implement these habits and practices and rituals. Really a lot like this one we learned today, only better and more in Peacock School. We have 11 days. Anyone can do something for 11 days. We have Facebook lives every day. We have yoga classes, meditation lessons, and all these really cool practices that you can do. It's just one a day. You got this. Even if you're super busy, you can do one thing a day to help improve your life, improve your confidence level. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you care about building self-esteem, self-love, and confidence. So Peacock School will definitely be for you. If you want more information, you can go to peacock.school. I love you. You're amazing. You're perfectly imperfect. So go ahead and show it off.
If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off Book Club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off Book Club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.